Proclamation number 5391 of 13th of May, 1952. God's word can be defaced. Test of will. Let my spirit become effective in you, then it will also always be possible for you to grasp the right meaning of my word, and you'll recognize it as soon as it is misinterpreted. But the human being must also be free at all times to oppose the truth, otherwise the truth would be compelling, but then my adversary would not be able to enfold the power, and thus the human being would also not be able to pass the test of will, which is the purpose of his earthly existence. Where light and darkness fight against each other, there will also always be a battle between truth and lie. And if this battle is to be brought to a conclusion, then the human being himself must decide. He must choose between truth and error, and thus also be presented with truth and error. Thus my adversary will always try to disfigure what I convey to people as truth, and I will not prevent him, because the human being himself can very well recognize truth as such as soon as he is serious about it. And the right seriousness belongs to the test of will, to the right decision. You humans are completely at liberty to turn truth into a lie, but it is also possible for you to recognize the lie and arrive at the pure truth. The latter is the light which is to be kindled in you, but which cannot shine in you without your will. Therefore, if it is dark in you, then it is up to you yourselves, who are nevertheless able to escape the darkness, and this is your purpose of earthly life. But if my word were withdrawn from my adversary's influence in such a way that it would have to give every person unmistakable light, then a compulsion of will and faith would be exerted on the person. It would give him light against his will, and there could be no question of passing a test of will. And yet, my word remains unchangeable and always the same, only its meaning can be understood or interpreted correctly or wrongly. But that person who wants light will never remain without light. My word will never remain incomprehensible to the one who desires to understand it. My spirit will work in him, and I myself will instruct him, and he will always recognize the truth. He will understand my word correctly as I want it understood. Amen.